Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I saw a patient in the office last week who was quite distressed because he now had, as he was told by his physician, stage 3 CKD. Well, he'd had a slightly abnormal creatinine for a number of years and hadn't changed at all over those years. The only thing that really had changed over the last several years was that he was now several years older than he was before. And because of his age, his MDRD calculated estimated GFR now placed him in the category of stage 3 CKD. He was quite upset, very worried about how many stages there were and when he was going to progress through them and need dialysis or a transplant or just die. And I spent a fair amount of time talking with him about the implications of CKD, what stage 3 CKD meant in different parts of stage 3, the absence of proteinuria in his case and what that meant. And I think he left the office feeling quite relieved, as was his wife, about where he was in terms of his kidney function. One of the points of our discussion, and it's one that I talk quite a lot about with my fellows and others here, is that the calculated eGFR with the MDRD equation or the CKD-EPI equation is an estimated GFR, and we need to keep that in mind. And one of the points that I make frequently, and I think I've discussed here on Medscape before, is the confidence interval around any calculated eGFR number that's reported by the lab. I'm not sure you're going to be able to see this very well, but I'm going to hold up a picture from a publication in CJSN a year or so ago that compared along the x-axis MDRD eGFR and along the y-axis inulin measure GFR. So take a look. And I've put two red arrows along where the eGFR of 45 mLs per minute per 1.73 meters squared is. And the inulin clearances, you can see, range quite widely at that eGFR estimate, anywhere from as high as 90 mLs per minute per 1.73 meters squared to around 20 or 25 mLs per minute per 1.73 meters squared. So in this patient, who was entirely symptomatic, felt well, had a normal hemoglobin, normal metabolic parameters. Was his eGFR, you know, really 60 or 59 or 58, or was it 100? Or was it something lower than that? And when you see patients who have eGFRs of 30 or 45, is their true GFR twice that or half that? And you can't really be certain because it could really be either one. So it was an interesting experience with this patient. My own personal opinion is that labs shouldn't be reporting a single number for calculated eGFR by MDRD or CKD EPI equations, but should probably report the 95% confidence interval or perhaps the 25th to 75th percentile interquartile range. But I think there needs to be more emphasis on the imprecision of this number in an individual patient so that practitioners can take that into their consideration when they think about whether the patient needs to be referred for transplant, prepared for dialysis, or just simply counseling patients about what the implications of their CKD quote number is. I'll ask the Medscape folks to post the reference from which this figure comes. If you look at the publication that was in the Annals of Internal Medicine describing the CKD-EPI equation, very similar findings are noted there if you analyze the confidence interval around any calculated serum creatinine concentration. So again, my opinion, we should stop reporting single eGFR numbers and report some range around them to better appreciate the value of this calculation and what it means clinically. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology.